You're listening to Vatican Radio. At the COP23 climate conference taking place in the German city of Bonn, leaders from almost 200 countries are working on a detailed rule book to try and implement the landmark Paris Agreement. The November 6th to 17th talks are the first since US President Donald Trump announced he plans to pull out of the 2015 Paris Accord and promote American coal and oil industries instead. The conference is being organized by Fiji, one of the many Pacific Island nations most directly threatened by warming temperatures and changing weather patterns. Amongst the global leaders attending the conference is former Irish President Mary Robinson, who also served as UN Special Envoy on Climate Change and set up her own Climate Justice Foundation. On Monday, she and other members of the Elders met Pope Francis to discuss global challenges, including environmental concerns. After the private audience, Mary Robinson told me about the vital leadership of the Church in this field.
It really is very important that faith groups, including the Catholic Church, because they're on the ground with people, embrace the importance of taking very, very seriously the threats, the existential threat of climate change. I know that there was a meeting here in the Vatican a few days ago on the health dimensions of climate change. And of course, the Pope's encyclical has been extremely important. I made the point that last Friday in Dublin, in Trinity College, I actually launched the Irish response to Laudato Si, written by a number of Irish theologians, economists, etc. And I presented the Pope with a copy of it. And I was able to say last Friday in Dublin, I will be with the Pope on Monday. And of course, that thrilled everyone. But I think it's very important that we were able to share common concern and hear his views, but also have the opportunity to inform the Pope of what we are thinking of.
I'm wondering what your hopes are as the COP23 starts up in Bonn, because of course you were at COP22, weren't you, last year in Marrakesh?
Yes, I've been at all the COPs since Copenhagen, mm-hmm. and this is a very important one. It's an interim COP, but it's the first one after President Trump announced that the United States is withdrawing. They can't, of course, withdraw until the 4th of November 2020, and they will be there. And in fact, some of the officials that will be there are well known to the climate community, and we don't worry about them. It's the head of the Environmental Protection Agency that will be a problem, because he wants to talk about coal as saving climate, and none of us believe that. So it is really important that we have the first conference under the presidency of a small island state, Fiji. I've been to Fiji, and we're very close to the Fijian organising of this conference, because it's about climate justice. It's about those most affected and least responsible, and a people-centred approach.
Which echoes, as you say, exactly with the Pope's concerns at the heart of Laudato Si. What impact do you think does his encyclical have at that highest level of decision-making?
I certainly think it had a huge impact when it came out. You know, it put the climate story very much on the map in a very holistic way, which I very much welcomed, and a climate justice way, if I may say so. And it continues to be a very key document and a very key example of leadership. And it's obviously for the civil society and for faith-based groups of all persuasions, a very, very important document.
You told me that you also had the opportunity to discuss one of your other driving passions, that of gender equality and women's participation in political and civic life. Tell us a little bit about that conversation. What was the point that you were putting across to him?
Well, actually, it was very linked to the climate issue. I explained to His Holiness that I had been at a conference in the Vatican in July 2015, just after Laudato Si had come out. I had praised, as others had, the encyclical, but I said, but given that it's care for our common home, it should have made much more emphasis on gender and climate change. Because if you undermine poor livelihoods, it's women who are more affected. It's women who still have to put food on the table, go further for water, go further for firewood. And that I felt now, because we're about to have a gender action plan adopted at the conference, which I'll be at in Bonn. I'm going on Sunday for the second week. And if he could, you know, recall Laudato Si, but make it clear that women and women's empowerment and women as actors of change and builders of resilience, especially grassroots women, that would be a huge, important and very timely signal.
Were you able to talk about women in the Catholic Church as well as women within
wider
society? No, we
actually just talked about the climate issue. But obviously, that could have been another subject of conversation.
Because the Pope has made very strong statements about wanting to see women in stronger leadership positions. And he's
The Pope spoke very warmly about women's leadership, and that he finds when he talks to women, it's a different, more enriching conversation. So he now tries to have men and women together so that women can enrich the conversation. I liked that approach.